A Virgin for the Billionaire by Jessa James. Bad Boy Billionaires Book 1. Narrated by Allison Cook. Copyright 2017 by KSA Publishing Consultants Incorporated. Chapter 1. Carter Buchanan, Billionaire President of Buchanan Industries, Biotech Division.
Emma walked out of the conference room, her luscious ass swinging side to side in that fucking pencil skirt, and I couldn't tear my gaze from her curves. Not even when my cock grew as hard as granite beneath the table. I had it bad for Emma. Bad. I sported the worst case of blue balls imaginable, and it was all because of her. She'd waltzed into my office a year ago with an armful of files, introduced herself as my brother Ford's new secretary, and I'd almost come in my pants then and there. My brother had all the fucking luck. Since that first moment when I saw her perfect tits framed in that tight black sweater, her wide hips and perfect ass hugged by long linen pants, I could think of nothing but bending her over my desk and making her mine. But the company had a strict hands-off policy. Hell, so did I. But HR would have a lawsuit on their hands if they knew all of the ways I wanted to fuck her. To claim those curves. Even if she worked for Ford in a completely different department. It wasn't just her body that drove me insane and made my dick constantly hard. It was her sharp mind, too. Overqualified for her job, she made Ford's work life easy. She'd swooped in and organized our joint production schedules the first week, making the previous assistant seem a bumbling fool and giving my secretary, Tori, some much-needed relief. Emma knew what Ford and I needed even before we did. Hell, the other execs, too. I considered putting her up for a promotion, but then I'd miss hearing her softly pitched, "Good morning, Carter," as she waltzed into a staff meeting every Tuesday and Thursday morning at precisely 8 a.m. Yes, all those fucking thoughts, and thoughts about fucking, made me an asshole. But I hadn't touched her. I'd imagined it so many different ways, but all of them had one thing in common. I'd fuck her raw. No condom, and I'd fill her with my cum. I'd shoot it so far inside her, and so often, that she'd never be able to wash the scent of me from her body. She'd be marked as mine. Yes. Every fuckfest in my head ended with me claiming her in the most elemental of ways, filling her with my baby as I made her writhe and beg for release. Not very gentlemanly of me, but every time I saw her, my Ivy League education and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?